Hello, and welcome to episode 2 of Small Screen Justice, a podcast about superhero TV. I'm Dan.
And I'm Nari. Today we're discussing season 1, episode 2 of Gotham, entitled Selina Kyle, as well as season 2, episode 2 of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., entitled Heavy as the Head.
Did you know it was called that?
No, I had no idea, and now I know, and yeah.
Well, it's the whole joke about Heavy is the head that wears the crown. That is like an old thing, and they're doing it with Absorbing Man, but yeah.
I mean, I get it. It's just so cheesy. Like,
Anyway. First thing we want to just quickly address is we know last week Nare's audio was not the best it could be, but you have a new mic now, right?
Yeah, I guess my computer just decided to uninstall its microphone randomly, and I had someone, a tech guy, fix it, so now I have the microphone.
Yes, so hopefully everything sounds crystal clear this time, but we're still on Skype, so you never know.
We won't be in the same city for a while.
Yeah. Okay, so just if you're new to the show, our format is we're basically going to quickly go through a few pieces of superhero TV news and then give our pros and cons on the superhero TV shows of the week, this week being Gotham and Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. So what's the first piece of news we have this week?
Oh, my favorite piece of news. So Dominic Cooper, which I don't know if people know who he is, but you will once I tell you he is. Howard Stark, so Tony Stark's father in the first Captain America, and I think that's the only place we've seen him.
He was also in that short film that that Agent Carter was also in that I talked about.
Yeah, but from the major films. He was just, I think he was in Captain America 2 at all, I don't think. So he's going to be an Agent Carter, which is actually really exciting because I think they're going to have all the people from Captain America 1, well, not all of them, maybe not like Tommy Lee Jones, but like, you know, they're going to have Carter, and I feel like they're going to have those other soldiers from the first movie, and then Dominic Cooper, which is kind of like having a Tony Stark in your show. That's kind of how I...
Yeah, no, I agree. I loved him in that role. I really liked the idea of Howard Stark.
So I think it's going to be really awesome, and I didn't know the second piece of information that Dan mentioned. Maybe he can talk about that.
Yeah, so it just... Basically, it says Agent Carter will be going on secret missions for Stark while also balancing her administrative job at the Strategic Scientific Reserve. So this is sort of pre the creation of S.H.I.E.L.D. I'm kind of assuming that maybe at the end of this first season of Agent Carter, that's when they create S.H.I.E.L.D. Because it starts off with her just going on these missions for him. But I don't know what kind of missions he's sending her on. Like, what does Howard Stark know that other people don't know? I'm not sure yet, but...
Do you know if it's going to be right, like, post-Captain America 1? Is that where it's going to be after he...
I believe it's in, like, the 50s.
So some time's passed.
Yeah, a little bit of time has passed. But yeah, no, so it's interesting. The whole short film is sort of about her. Now she's back in, like, the world of men. All the men have come back, and she used to be so strong during World War II, and now people, like, look down on her because she's a woman, and she has to, like, fight through all that sexism and prove herself again.
And I'm so excited.
Yeah. So I think it's going to be really fun. This next piece of news is also agent-related. So this is a character called Mockingbird. She was cast a few weeks ago, a character from the comics, and she's coming to Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. And I don't know a ton about her. I know that she ends up marrying Hawkeye and has been in the Avengers. The fact that she's coming to Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is cool, but also apparently there's been talks about the possibility of having her appear in Avengers movies too. So that's really cool, having a character introduced in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. that could potentially be in these movies.
Yeah, that brings up another question. Are any of these agents going to be in the movie? Like, maybe I can see Coulson being in the movie.
Yeah, see, I'm wondering even if Coulson will be, because then they have to, like, everybody will be like, what? We thought you died. And, like, are they going to address that? Or
he's the director now, right?
Yeah. So, I don't know. It's interesting. I'd be kind of bummed if we didn't see anybody from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. in Avengers 2.
The rest of the team thinks that there is no more S.H.I.E.L.D., right?
Yeah.
Well, maybe Scarlett Johansson and Captain America. I don't know. I forget now. Did the movie end them thinking that there is no...
They know that Nick Fury's still around, but, like, they didn't... I don't think... They still don't know that Coulson's alive. So, I mean, because when Fury went to Coulson and made him the director, that was after Winter Soldier. So
according to Captain America, S.H.I.E.L.D.'s completely gone.
I believe so. I think, yeah, I think he thinks it's gone completely.
Okay.
As far as we know.
As far as the movie ended that way. Yeah. Okay.
I think it's really cool that Mockingbird is coming because that, to me, signifies that it's a little bit more likely that Hawkeye might show up on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., which, as we talked about last time, would be really cool.
I think if they don't bring him here, he's going to be, like, I don't know, a lost character in the movie.
Especially when, I mean, Avengers 2, they're bringing in Scarlet Witch and Quicksilver and Vision and new villains, and it's just, like, a lot of new people.
And then you have Hawkeye. I think the character of Hawkeye would be great for a TV show like this.
Yeah, I agree. So then the other little, it's not really exactly news, but they released a this season on Gotham trailer this week, and that really got me pumped for the show, I'll definitely say that.
Are you going to post the link onto our...
Yeah, well, I actually tweeted it already.
Oh,
so,
okay, awesome.
Yeah.
You want to talk about what we think we saw, or people think they...
Yeah, so there are a bunch of, like, flashes of characters, and the only... Okay, so there's one that we know for sure, because he says his name, that it's coming, and that's Victor Zsasz, who I think is a really cool Batman villain.
So he's the one who, when he kills people, for every person he kills, he makes a mark on his body, right?
Yeah, because he, like, kills them with knives, and then he cuts into himself with it. So...
We see him with a gun in this.
That's true. I mean, I thought that just from those flashes from the trailer that the actor seems really good for the role, so I'm excited about that. And I also guess I think that it's cool that they're bringing in some of these more obscure people, because, like, in the episode this week, he talked about the doll maker, who's pretty obscure, and Zsasz was in the games, but, like, generally he's pretty obscure. So at least they can have, like, Gordon take on these people, because, you know, we don't need necessarily Batman to take on these people. But I think that's kind of cool.
And then they mentioned, well, they had already mentioned Arkham a little bit, but this trailer really, I think, focused on it.
Yeah.
So I'm actually super excited to see. So they're obviously going to open it up again.
Yeah. No, I think, like, the rise of Arkham Asylum sounds really cool to me.
Yes. Oh, God, I just want to put all the bad people into... I get really excited about things, people. I love this trailer. I recommend that everybody watch it, because if you have any doubts about the show... This trailer definitely gets you excited.
Yeah. And then, so there were other flashes of people that were not 100% sure that's them, but that seemed like there were characters like Scarecrow and Professor Ping, all of which sounds pretty cool.
Yeah.
All right. You ready to get right into Gotham Episode 2? Selina Kyle.
Okay. So I actually also, see, guys, Dan is the really responsible one usually, and he writes down notes. This time when I was watching Gotham, I decided to write my notes too. So a lot of the stuff that you wrote, I also wrote about. Maybe
okay,
I
cool.
can add some of my own stuff too.
Yeah, definitely. So it's interesting. So I think that we had sort of different reactions to this episode. Because did you like this episode even more than the pilot?
I gave the pilot an A-. I'd probably just say the same thing. I'm just going to give everything an A- unless it's bad. Really good, it gets an A.
Okay, so this is what's going to lead to the debate, because I would probably give this episode a B. I didn't think this was as strong as the pilot, and... I mean, maybe I should start off with my cons, because just get them out of the way, because I do have a lot of pros, too, but... So the reason I would probably go lower to, like, a B is it just felt very spread very thin to me. Like, we had scenes about, like, you know, just Fish Mooney. We had scenes with Gordon. We had scenes with just the Penguin. We had scenes with Selina and the kids. We had scenes with Bruce. And, like, I think a lot of these things are interesting, but it felt very all over the place and not as focused as the pilot to me. And I just feel like I still feel like I need to get more into Gordon's head and, you know, be wanting to follow him. Because right now he just feels like a cop, like a generic cop to me in any cop show. And I don't really feel like watching Fish Mooney by herself, because she's just like a psychopath. And so I don't know.
That's actually kind of a good point. So what do you think? Do you think it would be better if they did kind of Lost style, where they showed a little bit of all the characters, but they really focused on one character or one villain per episode?
See, now that's exactly what I thought was going to happen, because this episode's called Selina Kyle, right? So I thought that was going to be great, that you focus in on Selina this episode. Maybe you don't even have Fish Mooney in it. And, like, I'm okay, like, the Penguin stuff is great, don't get me wrong. Like, I thought the Penguin on the Road stuff, that's one of my big pros. I thought that was really cool, and I love the Penguin, and I liked Bruce, but I just feel like if they had focused on a story that sort of was all about Gordon and Selina and sort of them interacting or something, and I do think if they went sort of Lost style, and they maybe even went so far as to have, like, flashbacks, I think that would focus it in a little bit more.
I mean, actually, you know what? That's a good point. I didn't really think about it that way. I just thought that I like flashy colors and a lot of things. But, no, you're right. I feel like some of it was, like, we could have taken out that whole Fish Mooney part.
Yeah.
I don't think it was necessary for this episode. And as much as I liked the Penguin stuff, I feel like maybe we could have kept it for the next episode and just kind of concentrated more on Selina, like you just said.
Yeah, and I even think that it would have been sort of nice to have him disappeared for a while and you don't really know what he's doing. And again, I still, I mean, that being said, I thought his scenes were great. I love the actor and, like, the way he's so polite, and then he, like, flips on a switch. And, you know, I thought that the whole interaction with those, like, bro characters was really fun, but it did sort of make the episode.
Bro characters.
Yeah. Also, my other big con was that the kidnap storyline, there were definitely parts of it that I liked, but at times I felt like it was just, like, so out there. Like they kidnapped a bus of kids. I don't know about this.
But don't crazy stuff like that always happen in comic book stuff? So that part I disagree with you, kind of. Like, I understand that what you're saying is true, but at the same time I feel like it always happens in this stuff, like comic book life.
Yeah.
So in that sense, like, I didn't really have a problem with it. But I did have a problem with some of the kidnap storylines. I felt like, for example, when Gordon just kind of showed up out of nowhere,
Well, okay, I'll get to that in 1 second, because I actually do have a point about that whole Gordon coming in, but I did just want to say that for me, I agree with you that it's very comic booky, and I agree with that, and I kind of like that, but what I said to my dad was, I said, it feels sort of like I'm watching Arrow, but without Green Arrow in the episode, so it's like, it has the heightenedness of a comic book, but without the hero to sort of offset. So we have Gordon, who is just like this normal cop, and then he's dealing with these crazy situations, and it feels a little bit disjointed to me.
That's a good point.
But as far as him showing up, I definitely think that both in this episode of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and in this episode of Gotham, they both have a sort of bleh ending where the villain just gets, like, knocked over. And, like, and I'm just like, okay, we don't really have, like, a big final confrontation that you really want.
Actually, I just realized these two, I mean, like, it's an obvious thought, but it never hit me. Mm-hmm. That we're talking about two superhero shows that don't actually have any superheroes.
Yeah,
like,
no.
Whereas next week when Flash and Arrow start, it's going to be a little bit different because they're two
super-powered heroes.
No, super-powered or super-skilled, let's say.
Okay, so I'll get onto my positives about Gotham, and you can chime in, too, with things. So my first one is I thought the guest villains were really great. I thought that, like, that woman, with the pen, and just, like, I loved the, like, politeness again, and sort of, like, the golly gee, I'm gonna murder you.
Yeah, no, they were creepy, and also they actually, that woman who was the bad, actually both of those actors, like, I don't know their names, but I've seen them in other movies.
Yeah, they were all really familiar. Even also the guy who owns, like, the drugstore place, he was also pretty familiar to me, too.
So they're actually getting, like, somewhat, not, like, big name, like, Leonardo DiCaprio, but maybe second-tier actors in here, which is pretty good for a TV show.
Yeah, I think they were really great, especially, and it sort of shows to me that they can create new villains for Gordon to deal with, which I think is great. Because of the whole issue I had last week where I was like, well, how is Gordon going to beat, you know, the Joker? If he can beat the Joker, that doesn't work. But this, I think this definitely worked. And I think one of my favorite moments of the episode was when we saw the guy who Catwoman, you know, scratched out his eyes. And then the woman comes up and, like, just is, like, trying to shoot him. And then the gun jams and she can't shoot him. And then she just shoots him afterward.
She's like, oh, it's just a scratch. And
yeah.
The sound comes out, and he's like, what was that? She's like, nothing. I just love their, I don't know, they seem so evil.
Yeah, no, I agree. I thought they were awesome. I thought they were, especially the woman, was really cool.
So kind of related to them, we didn't actually know who they were working for, right?
Well, okay, so they said the doll maker, who is a obscure character, and he actually was in Arrow. I don't know if you remember this. He was a guy who he, like, and so there have been different versions of Dollmaker, so I don't know if this was the same one as that it was an Arrow, but in Arrow, he was, like, pouring tubes of things down women's throats that would, like, freeze them.
They kidnapped Laurel, and I remember that. Okay.
So I don't know if that's exactly the same kind of version they're going for with this, but they definitely said the Dollmaker bunch. And I thought it was interesting. I was watching the episode with people, and everybody was, like, shouting out guesses at who these kidnappers were working for, like Killer Croc or Bane or, like, so that was a fun part to it.
I see Killer Croc.
Yeah, I wonder, it's interesting that it doesn't seem like they're going at least so far with anybody who having powers, so I wonder if we'll see things like Clayface and Killer Croc. And
I think they're too powerful for the police department.
Yeah, definitely Clayface would, like, destroy the police.
Well, like, so far the villains that we've seen are, I mean, I could actually really see the Joker being a thing, because he's creepy, but the police can deal with him, whereas, like, Killer Croc, what are they really gonna do?
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway.
Well, okay. So what did you, we didn't get as much Selina Kyle in this episode as I thought we would, but what did you think of her, what we had of her?
How old is, actress.
I believe she's like 15, something like that.
It's really hard to tell. Sometimes she seems like a 15-year-old, and other times she seems older.
Yeah. Well, it's also funny, because so we didn't hear her talk for a really long time, right? And so when I just looked at her, I'm like, wow, she seems like she's like 16, 17. But then when she opened her mouth, it was like the mouth of like a 9-year-old.
Except, oh, well, mouth of a 9-year-old, maybe the sound of a 9-year-old. But my favorite, like, you know what I love about this show? And
yeah.
I'll use Selena Kyle as an example. That all the villains are, you can see them slowly becoming the villains that we know. Mm. For example, when she was at the end, when she was in the police station.
Yeah.
And she was like, if you don't get me Gordon, I'm going to say you touched me.
Yeah.
And, like, that was so, for me, Selena Kyle. That
yeah.
whole, like, Selena Kyle's always the, what's the word I'm looking for? The,
manipulator?
The manipulator.
Yeah.
She's the manipulator, and I could totally, she's slowly becoming the manipulator, and I love it.
Yeah, I think she's great. I think the show comes to life when either she or Penguin is on screen, and that Selena right now, to me, is, like, the main sort of somewhat heroic character that I connect with. I connect with her more than I'm connecting with Gordon right now. So I definitely would like to see more of her. And I definitely agree that we also get those shades of darkness. I mean, she's the one who cut the guy's eyes out. That's, like, really messed up.
So she cut it out, but then she had no blood on her hand.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, people talked about how it's interesting that so she did that, but they didn't show her doing that. So, you know, they're sort of doing that balance between super dark and sort of dark and... What did you think of Bruce and Alfred in this episode?
You know, I talked to my brother about this, and he loves Alfred.
Mm.
I don't like Alfred in this show.
Yeah.
I don't know why. And I told my brother, I was like, well, because he's not supposed to be so mean. Not mean, but like...
Gruff.
Yes. But my brother's like, well, because you've seen Alfred with like a 40-year-old super Batman.
Yeah.
You haven't seen him with like a 12-year-old kid. So maybe, you know, he becomes more... calm.
So yeah, I definitely think it's a different take on Alfred, but I personally like it just because I feel like we've only really ever seen one take, and that's just been like the doting, quiet one. And I think that especially I like the fact that he's struggling to be a parent, and that is interesting to me. Bruce is interesting in that I believe everything he's doing. Like, it makes sense to me that he'd hurt himself and stuff like that. At the same time, part of me is just like, okay, even if this is realistic or believable, I don't know that I want to see Bruce drawing and listening to metal music. It just, I kind of prefer the mystery.
I like the part where he was putting his hand on the fire.
Yeah.
But I actually wrote down, like, Bruce going emo.
Yeah.
I guess he is a teenager,
yeah.
And he has to go through phases and stuff, but...
No. I did like the ending part when he wanted to give money to the kids. I thought that was interesting.
Yeah, that was very Bruce.
Yeah. Now, I also put a pro as Barbara being slightly better. Do you agree with me? Slightly being the operative word.
Slightly. Okay, I can give you that. Slightly.
She at least was like... But it's still sort of the thing of, like, oh, she's doing the right thing, but, like, oh, that silly woman doesn't know about how bad things are. She can't just go around doing those things, like, so I don't know.
You know, on every show, there's, like, one female character who's always just really stupid and gets everybody else in trouble?
Yeah.
Like, for example, Kate in Lost.
Yeah.
Always making stupid choices because she thinks she's so smart and then everybody else suffers.
Yeah.
I feel like this is going to be her.
Yeah, I can see that. I definitely get what you're coming from.
I want to help. I want to do this. I want to, like, and then, you know, she calls, and then, like, it could have been worse than it ended up being, so, I don't know. Stupid.
Yeah, no, I get what you're saying. And then what do you think about the cliffhanger, sort of the final talk between Selena and Bruce? Not Bruce, and Gordon.
I think it was that part I actually didn't really, like, not that I didn't like it, but... She acted like she definitely saw the guy. I'm like, he was wearing a mask. You just saw what he, you know, that he was a man and that he was a little overweight and he was whatever height. Like, what? Unless there's something we don't know. Maybe she saw more that.
Yeah. My assumption, and maybe I'm wrong, but when she said that, my assumption was maybe she followed him after, or maybe she's seen that guy in that mask before or something.
Yeah, well, then that's fine. If there's stuff that we haven't seen as the audience, then that's okay. But if she's assuming that she knows who he is after just what we saw.
Yeah, because from what we saw, she doesn't know any more than what Bruce knows.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So that is interesting. I am just glad that I like that they're sort of doing these like individual weekly things, but bringing the Wayne murder throughout the season. And I wonder, I'm very interested to see how they solve it, because is it gonna be a new idea of who killed the Waynes? Because I mean, most of the time, I mean, sometimes in certain variations they make it the Joker, but most of the time it's just like a random street thug, and that's like the point. But I don't know. I mean, I assume they're gonna.
It was the Joker that killed. That would be an interesting Joker, but I
You
don't
like
know.
that idea?
No, I don't want it to be the Joker.
Yeah. I guess I assume that it's gonna, if they're building it into the season-long mystery, I kind of assume it's gonna be somebody important. It's not just gonna be a random guy, or it's at least gonna be like someone hired, someone important hired him or something.
More than just a random dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
Especially because he wore a mask. Like the whole thing in the comics usually is it's literally just like a random guy and he shoots them in like fear or something. This was like actually an assassin, so
Yeah,
it's
so
interesting.
I mean, it'll be stupid if they have all this and at the end it's just some random guy. Maybe
Exactly.
it's a random guy that someone that a bigger person paid to do it. I'm
Yeah.
not guessing. I don't think it was like whatever, like the Joker or something who actually shot. I think he was
Yeah.
paid. But actually, something else that someone else mentioned online that I thought was kind of cool. You know the part where Gordon kind of sneaked up on Bruce.
Wait, but I thought that it was Bruce who did the sneaking, 'cause didn't Alfred yell at him and say,
Sorry, Bruce did the sneaking. Yeah, you're right.
"Yep."
So it showed Bruce did the sneaking. So then later on in life, you see Batman do the
Yeah,
sneaking.
I thought that was cool.
Sure.
I'm looking forward to the episode where like Alfred and Gordon are talking with Bruce, and then they look away and they look back and he's gone. Because you know
Yeah.
he always does a disappearing
I don't
thing.
know if that's gonna happen anytime soon, but I wonder if they're gonna put like 14-year-old Bruce in a bat costume.
Hopefully not. Maybe they'll do like a Halloween episode and he'll dress up as a bat. It'd be so bad.
Cheesiest thing, but I also kind of love it.
Yeah. Okay, so what else? Do you have anything else you want to talk about with Gotham this week?
I like the Penguin a lot.
Yep.
We didn't really talk about the Penguin.
That's true. Yeah. Okay, so I thought that his scenes were great. I think that I thought it was interesting that these guys just like let him hitchhike so that they can make fun of him the whole time. And then they just like that he just like attacks them while they're driving and nothing bad happens to the car.
The Penguin part was when he called the mom.
Yes.
I love that. He's like, no, I'm not kidding. Yeah, I'm gonna kill him. And so far, the Penguin is my favorite villain on the show.
Yeah, me too.
I think I love. I mean, I feel he's kind of one. No, we've seen other villains. I can say that like Fish Mooney's not
Yeah.
my favorite villain.
And he like I like Falcone, but I like Penguin more.
No, yeah, I like Penguin. He's interesting. He's funny. He's I don't know.
Oh, and we should point out that Edward Nygma got like a one scene thing.
Yeah, I want to see more of him.
Yeah, he's great. I think I from what we've seen of him, I think has been great, but
Yeah, what we've seen, but I do want to see him more. Though I did, actually, I mean, I read a lot of blogs and stuff online, and people have been complaining that the show is too obvious.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of times when they introduce a villain, they'll mention the word riddle or the
Yeah.
like just to like
I
get us.
actually, I'm not a big fan of the fact that Selina Kyle goes by Cat.
Yeah, I didn't like that. That's the only thing I'm like, come on,
Yeah.
why? It was pretty, I don't know,
Yeah.
obvious.
On
Like,
the flip side, I did enjoy that they made fun of the penguin for waddling and then he killed them. I thought that was fun.
no, that was funny,
Yeah.
but I don't know. I feel like they took
Yeah.
it maybe. I mean, I don't know. I guess it doesn't make sense, but for me, I feel like they took it one step further by calling her a cat.
Yeah, no, I
I'm
agree.
fine with like, oh, she clawed their eyes out. Like that's a thing a cat would do, right? But
Yeah.
that's fine. That's enough. To
Yeah.
me,
They're
like the way,
kind of hitting you over the head with it a bit much.
yeah, too much, a little bit too much with her, I think.
Yeah. And even I mean I think that they called Penguin a few too many times in the pilot. I liked it. I think that I wish that this time on the hitchhike thing was the first time someone said it.
Yeah, that would
But
have been that. I would have liked that
yeah.
too.
I do want to say that I thought the mayor, I really liked the guy who's playing the mayor. I think that he's like nicely slimy and I liked his little scene with Gordon.
Yeah, no, I like the mayor too. Another thing I want to mention, just random, not really a pro or con,
Yep.
but oh my god, Gordon has to have so much patience. I was just like watching the episode, I was like, he has to deal with the worst people and like the most corrupt people, and his partner, like, yeah, I love the character.
Yeah.
God, he's so corrupt. Like, I just feel like I would have no patience. I would kill them all.
Yeah. No, I agree. Actually, I really like the first scene where he's by the body and that other cop comes and he's like yelling at the other cop. Yeah.
That's the moment where I wrote down, God, he has so much patience. I was like, I'd feel like, where the hell were you?
Yeah,
You
I mean,
know?
I was pretty surprised and impressed that his like captain, the female captain, is like, isn't he with the program? Meaning that like he knows that he supposedly killed someone. I mean,
Yeah.
that's kind of as far even the captain, like everybody is just totally
No,
messed up.
the police department is just so corrupt.
Yeah.
Actually, no, there's something you mentioned last week about Gordon never winning.
Yeah.
I'm going to mention my brother again.
Yeah.
I brought that point up with him, and his opinion on that was that Gordon's main goal is to clean up, I think, the police.
Yeah.
That's going to become his main goal. Whereas Batman's goal wasn't really to clean up the police, though we did see some police corruption in the Dark Knight movies.
Yeah.
Main goal was to clean up the streets.
That's true.
So they had kind of different goals. Like, I mean, I know in some places it overlaps because,
Yeah.
corrupt police are also bad people, but
Yeah.
anyway, no, I just feel
I
like
mean,
he's.
I definitely see your point, but at the same time, a big part of what makes Batman like seem necessary, right, is the fact that the system isn't working, is the fact that the cops aren't clean, the fact that the mayor isn't clean. It makes it so it's like we need a vigilante because the law isn't working anymore. So to some degree, I definitely see your point. But if we finish the show and Gordon has cleaned up the police department, then you don't really need a vigilante as much.
Yeah, no, he can't completely clean up the police, because then I would, but I'm just saying,
Yeah.
like, I guess maybe I'm just looking at it within the most recent, Batman exposure we've had of them
Yeah.
has been Dark Knight movies. And yeah, the police department was corrupt, but they weren't that corrupt,
Yeah,
like
you're right.
what it is now in the show.
Yeah.
Like, we had those two people who took, Maggie, is that her name?
What, Maggie
Yeah, Maggie
Gyllenhaal?
Gyllenhaal, what was her name in the show?
Rachel.
Rachel. So they took Rachel, right? That's what they found out, that it was the
Yeah.
police. We did see some corruption, but at the same time, besides for the obvious stupid police officers when the guy was like, "Oh, my stomach really hurts," and they had a bomb in there.
Yeah.
Aside from the stupid parts like that, I feel like it wasn't so much more abrupt as it is now.
Yeah,
So I
no, you have a
think
point. Yeah.
I guess I see Batman more trying to fix the incompetence of the police rather than the corruptness
Yeah. No, I get where you're
of
coming from.
the police. Anyway, I think that's enough about Gotham.
Yeah. Okay, so Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., I liked much more than you did. I thought this was a big step forward for this episode. I didn't think it was perfect, but I quite enjoyed it. I would actually give this an episode a B plus. And so I didn't have that many minuses, but I definitely think that I agree that the show still has a long way to go. But do you, I mean, say, what did you think of the episode?
I would give it a B. And the thing is, I have to be harder on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. than Gotham. Because Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. has had over a season to become a better show. And I feel like I can see Gotham being a better show in like one or two or three episodes. I can see it's all. Like, I feel like Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. overall. I mean, I see this episode as an improvement. I definitely do.
Yeah.
And that there are parts I definitely liked about it. But it's not improving at a fast enough rate for me, if that makes sense. It's like slow, small improvements rather than you've had a whole season, like what, 20 something episodes,
Yeah.
become a better show, and you haven't.
I
I feel
mean,
like.
they've become a better show, but they still haven't become the level of show that they should have at
Plus,
this
it hasn't
point.
matched their movies. Like,
Yeah.
I what's not supposed to be. Like, they don't have a budget to make, an Avengers
Yeah.
style. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about just the
Yeah.
storytelling, not the special
The
effects.
characters don't match up.
Yeah, the
Yeah.
character development is so slow and weak for a lot of these people that I just don't. I don't know.
And
And then.
you singled out May specifically as one of your big problem points.
Yeah, May. I want to like her. And the thing is, I don't dislike her. Like, I don't want her to die or anything like that. I just. God, she's just so boring as a character. I don't know. Like, there's not anything where I'm just like, oh God, like, ooh, I want to know more about this.
Yeah.
There's
No,
no.
I completely agree with you as far as May is concerned. So like I was actually really surprised that last night when it was airing, people got Agent May trending on Twitter. And I'm like, of all the characters, why did you pick May?
Why? What did I miss something? What was she doing?
I
What
have
does.
no idea. I literally could have no idea. Because so again, I don't dislike Agent May. I think she's a badass character, whatever. But she's so like paper thin right now because she's so stoic. And I know that that's like what the character is about being stoic and about being collected. But it just isn't working. I'm not connecting with that character. Whereas we were talking about, we think Skye is a big improvement this season. That she's in. You know, she's relatable and she's strong and she's actually trained as an agent now, so that's good. But
No, yeah, I completely. I've really liked where they've taken Skye in the show, and I'm liking her more and more. And I can see her, she might even be one of my favorite characters.
yeah.
So.
Well, I will say, you were saying you like Coulson. I think Coulson there is one of the weaker people they are dealing with this season.
Yeah, this season he's been really bad.
Yeah. Because this season the whole thing is, and I get why they're doing it, is the idea of like he has to be more detached now that he's the leader or whatever. And like I get that, but that also puts him at a distance for me, and I'm not really connecting with him in the way
I
that I want to.
and also I miss his actual funny one-liners. They're not
Yeah.
funny anymore.
Yeah. No, I agree with you.
I don't actually remember a part of this episode where I laughed.
Okay, I had one part where I laughed, and I know it was like pretty stupid, but do you remember when Skye was talking about the absorbing man?
Oh, is it about the he can? Oh yeah, I know what you're talking about. He
Yeah,
can.
they say something like, someone's like, "Do you think he's lonely?" And she's like, "What? Have you seen him? And he can make any part of his body as hard as he wants."
Yeah, I know that was kind of funny. Okay,
Yeah.
fine.
I thought that was pretty funny.
I don't know, to have a Marvel's known to make funny things. Like,
Yeah.
their comedy is always spot on.
Yep.
And the fact that if they have a whole episode of a Marvel show and there's only one funny line,
Yeah.
like, come on. I feel like they can do better.
Yeah, I definitely see where you're coming from. On the other hand, I thought, like, again, I loved Absorbing Man even more in this episode. I really,
Too. He was
yeah.
my one of my favorite parts.
Yeah, and so I'm glad at least he's not dead at the end, but it is one con that I had was they beat him pretty. I know that like Fitz really struggled to make that device, but once they made it, they literally just like put it on him and it worked. And so now there's like it feels like there's much lower stakes if he ever returns, because it's just like, oh, he's back, better put that thing on him again. And it's like so.
Yeah, she had not created that and just somehow trapped him.
Yeah.
And then, well, trapped him a different way, and so then he, I don't know. Because now you're right. If he ever comes back, well, they have an easy solution.
Yeah. But I will say I've liked him even more in this episode. I mean, because not only was he great visually, but like I liked his scene with Reyna, and I liked the fact that he was struggling with the fact that he couldn't get rid of that one piece from the obelisk thing they stole. So he was cool. And then I like Fitz and Mac a lot more than it seemed like you did.
I love Fitz. I don't really like Mac that much.
See, I thought that it was interesting. First of all, Fitz, I legitimately like love Fitz right now.
Oh,
Like,
I love Fitz too.
yeah, Fitz. I think actually it was kind of an ingenious idea to give him this brain damage thing, and I think they're handling it well, and the actor's doing a good job with it. I liked Mac because I sort of liked the way he was helping him and was nice to him, but was also he kind of reminded me of Alfred in that he's like sort of gruff and like tough love kind of guy, but he also was legitimately there for him. And so I thought he was interesting. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm a pretty easygoing person, so I usually don't dislike any characters unless they're like really
Yeah.
just horrible characters. So I don't really dislike him. He's not one of my favorites.
No. Well, did you like Hunter in this episode, the mercenary? Yeah, I think he's a fun new addition now that we don't have Ward on the team as an actual team member.
I always thought Ward was hot. I mean,
Yeah.
I don't want to be a fangirl, but
Yeah.
oh, I am. And I just wonder what they're gonna do with Ward's character now.
Yeah, so I thought it was interesting that we didn't see Ward at all this episode, and I'm glad that we didn't, because I don't think we should have him pop up every single episode. But so did you not think Hunter is hot?
No, not really.
Interesting. I thought with the accent that would probably help,
Yeah, I mean, it did help, but I don't
yeah.
know.
I thought he was interesting. I thought that I mean, you talked about how they spent the whole season and they haven't given a ton of development to these people. I mean, I think Hunter in this one episode was given more development than we've ever gotten for May.
Yeah, oh yeah, no, definitely. I'm just talking about his physical appearance, so I
Yeah.
like the character.
Yeah. Did you like the introduction of Skye's father, the villainous, creepy
Yeah,
guy?
I like that. It was,
Yeah.
we didn't really get to see much, so
Yeah.
I think if it could go into an interesting direction, I can see that going in an interesting
Yeah,
direction.
I do like that actor, Kyle MacLachlan. He seems like suitably very creepy, and I'm excited, I guess, that we're gonna finally get closer to the mystery. I mean, because they spent all last season teasing Skye's parents, and at least now we're getting somewhere with it. And I do like Reyna as a villain too, and that I think he's kind of pretty mysterious, and we don't really know what's going on with her.
Question, how did she, I may have missed something, and I'm sorry if I did, but when she touched a stone, the stone chose to not hurt her.
So yeah, that was part of the things we don't know. So that means there's something about her that's different that we don't know about yet. So that's definitely a mystery. There's definitely something bigger going on with Reyna that's coming up. But yeah, no, it's I don't we don't know exactly what it is.
I'm still hoping it's an Infinity Stone. I know it's a long shot, and it's probably not, but.
Yeah, no, I hope so too. I don't know what else it would be at this point, but I think I'm still. I don't know how much you know about the Inhumans. Do you know anything about them?
No.
Okay, so the Inhumans, they're pretty obscure too, but Marvel's sort of kicking around the idea of doing a movie with them, and they're sort of like this group of people. They're sort of like mutants, except that they have this like right. Like when someone turns like a certain age, they expose them to this like mystical gas stuff, and it gives them a power.
Heard of that?
Yeah, so there's a bunch of Inhumans, like Black Bolt and people, and people are sort of thinking that maybe Skye is an Inhuman and her dad is an Inhuman, and so maybe Reyna is too. I don't know, but I mean, it would be an interesting idea to sort of introduce that concept here because we're also not sure if maybe they, but because they can't do mutants, they might be making Scarlet Witch an Inhuman and Quicksilver. So that's something, but yeah.
Well, they were calling them a different name in the
Miracles.
Miracles.
Yeah. No, so I like that too. So well, I don't know, we'll see. And then so something that I've been enjoying is that I like that Talbot came back, and I like that he's like gonna continue to chase them.
I like that too.
Especially because I just don't want him to be like, I thought that like at the end of the episode he might be like, yeah, I'll look the other way, but he's like still very much against them, and I think that's interesting. All right, so the only other thing I think we should sort of mention is, and I won't go into super detail about this if people don't want to potentially be spoiled, but just that the preview for next week very much shows that next week is all about Simmons and, you know, showing what happened with her. So, depending on how that goes, we'll see if they sort of fix the old problem about her leaving, which currently seems weird.
And out of nowhere, and they better explain it really well.
Yeah, no, I agree. I
Or
definitely
I
agree.
chose Simmons to go. Let's say she's on a mission or something. Like, why do they choose Simmons to take the mission? Does she really
Yeah.
seem like the best person for? I don't know.
Yeah, 'cause the trailer is trying to make it look like she joined Hydra. But well, that seems pretty unlikely to me. So to me, it just seems like it's gonna be an obvious reveal of her being undercover. But I agree. Why would they pick Simmons to go undercover? It doesn't make a whole lot of sense. But we'll see. And I'm just glad that it means we'll see some more Hydra stuff coming up.
I love Hydra. Hail Hydra. Damn, we shouldn't tell them. Totally Hydra, guys. Fuck.
All right, okay, so next week is an exciting week. We get Arrow and Flash back, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, not Flash back. We get Arrow back and Flash
Yeah.
premiere. So I'm excited about that. So I think next week our podcast will probably focus on them, and then, we can chat a little bit about Gotham or whatever. Maybe we could have Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. sit next week out, depending on how the episode goes. Maybe we'll give a couple minutes to it, but definitely we'll check in with Gotham a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, if something really big happens in either of the shows, we'll mention it, but other than that.
Do you want to say before we sort of sign out this week what your thoughts on like the first two seasons of Arrow?
Okay, when I first started watching Arrow, I think you recommended it, Dan.
Yeah, I think so.
It was just so bad. I
Yeah.
mean, like, actually, the first episode wasn't, like, horrible, and then I actually stopped watching it, I think, halfway through season one. I just didn't watch it for, like, a month.
Yeah.
It just got. I was like, this is the soap opera. Because I just don't like Laurel, and I still don't really like Laurel.
Yeah.
And end of season one, it got really good, and then season two was just awesome.
Yeah. No, I totally agree. I think that definitely like I'd say there's a piece in the middle of season one that's pretty eh. I especially hated the part with the Huntress. Every time the Huntress shows up, I'm not a fan.
Her.
Yeah. But I think the pilot's okay, and that by the end of season one, the finale is awesome. I would even say that season one finale is stronger than season two, but season two is really strong throughout.
Felicity. I love Felicity. Oh God, so
Felicity is great, yeah. And we have they're teasing a first date in the premiere episode. Do you know about that?
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
I think it was in a trailer, right?
Yeah. So yeah, we also have a lot of cool characters coming. I'm getting mixed up in my brain now, like who's coming to Flash, who's coming to Arrow. Do you know that I think like a couple, like maybe 8 episodes in, we're gonna have a big like 2-hour crossover thing between
Oh,
Flash
I
and Arrow.
actually didn't know that.
Yeah, so that's really cool. I'm excited.
I've already seen the pilot for
Yeah.
Flash, I guess. I won't say anything,
Yeah.
but yeah, it's good. I
Yeah.
liked it.
I'm a big fan of the Flash premiere too. It definitely has like it has its like silliness throughout, but like it's all in good fun, and it's like just a really exciting pilot, very superhero-y. They've done a great job with the big villains the past few years, and I'm pretty excited about Ra's al Ghul coming into Arrow season.
Do we know which actor is going to be
We
Ra's
do,
al
but he's pretty unknown. He's like I think he's foreign.
Ghul? Oh, right. Was that? It was the guy from The Mummy, the movie The
Was
Mummy.
it really?
Yeah, it was the his name's like Oded something, right?
Yeah.
I actually really like him, and I can totally see him being a Ra's al
Yeah,
Ghul.
he definitely has the right look for it, so I'm excited. And
Yeah, like
I loved Ra's al Ghul's daughter in that those couple episodes we
I've
saw
seen her
her.
lesbian. It was awesome. Usually lesbian or just those that are
She
touching.
isn't really. You don't hear a lot about her because she's the sister. Talia al Ghul is the main sister you usually hear about. So Nyssa is kind of a smaller character, so I don't actually know if she's gay or not, but
Talia is it just in the movies or does she actually have like a relationship with him?
yeah, actually, she had a kid with Bruce Wayne in the comic
Oh,
books.
sorry guys.
Well, that's very new. I don't really necessarily expect you to know that because that didn't happen until I'd say maybe 3 years ago or something, that
Yeah,
it was revealed that she had gotten pregnant years ago and he never knew about it. And so the most modern Robin was actually Bruce's son. So that was sort of interesting.
interesting.
Yeah. All right, so I guess that's pretty much it. If you want to get in contact with us, there's a myriad of ways that you can do that.
So please do.
Yes.
Or
Please
email
follow
us.
us on Twitter at SSJPod, or you can email us where?
smallscreenjustice@gmail.com.
And you can check out our blog, smallscreenjustice.wordpress.com. That also has a contact us button there and a thing for the Twitter, so everything's pretty much on there. And then please check us out on iTunes. We're officially on iTunes now. You can rate us, you can review us, and you can subscribe to us, and all of those things would make us very happy.
Very, very, very happy.
All right, well, thank you for listening. See you next
And
week.
hope, yeah, we hope you tune in next week too.
Bye.
Bye.